This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are some Detroit neighborhoods so sparsely populated that urban farms seem like a pretty logical use of the land. But Detroit ordinances don't specifically let people raise livestock. And that situation has led to animal control and Detroit police confiscating and hauling off animals from urban farms. Detroit City Councilman James Tate is now working on a measure to open the door to urban farmers being able to legally raise livestock. Councilman Tate, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So we've seen these reports of chickens and goats being hauled off by animal control. So as things stand now, there's no legal way Detroiters should be keeping animals?
No, legally there are cats and dogs and, you know, the other domesticated animals, yes. But when we start talking about the animals that we're considering now, goats, chicken, bees, as well as rabbits, they are forbidden to have.
So what are you working on? I know you've been working away at this for a while.
Yeah, we've been plugging away. So I was the sponsor of the ordinance, the Urban Agricultural Ordinance, that dealt with the land use. So realistically speaking, prior to that in 2013, when it was approved, it was against the law to have an urban garden. Now, we're not talking about the little small ones that you have in your backyard, but if there was a plot of land next to you or something of that nature, you were not legally allowed to grow your fruits and vegetables there. And so that was problematic for a lot of people, because we're talking about a time where, you know, the city of Detroit, the thing that many people kept talking about is that this was a food desert. And this gave residents an opportunity to really take control of their destiny in terms of what they're consuming. And so at the time, we were contemplating also, in addition to the land use portion, also contemplating the animals being added into the urban ag, because you always want to, you know, get as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But the animals became much more of an issue, because you have to talk about sanitation, you have to talk about a lot of different things of that nature. So we bifurcated the two processes. In 2013, the Urban Agricultural Ordinance was approved, dealing with the land use with fruits and vegetables, and now we're at the point where we're in an earnest conversation about the animals. We've been doing a lot of research since then, but now we're really at the point where we want to ask the community, are you ready for this ordinance? If so, then we'll move forward. If not, then we'll stand down.
Time to talk critters. And you mentioned, Councilman Tate, goats, chickens, rabbits, and bees. I didn't hear anything about pigs, which I'm not surprised, or cows, anything big and stinky.
Yeah, well, but surprisingly, there are a number of people who want us to add pretty much, you know, any animal you could think of. We've heard about horses, and some people mm-hmm. said pigs. We've heard about ducks. I think it's important for us to make sure that we crawl before we walk, so to speak, and figure out how to get this correct. Just extensively, when you look around the country, we're not the only major city that has delved into this area with urban livestock. Some cities have chickens, ordinances regarding chickens and allowing them, some honeybees, some goats. We are actually undertaking the most inclusive, if you will, in terms of ordinances. And part of that is because we have so much land mm-hmm. in the city of Detroit that is unused. We have 140 square miles, and a nice percentage of it is undeveloped. And this gives us an opportunity to have neighborhoods really determine their futures, as opposed to the city itself saying, we want this to be the concrete jungle. Let's get another big building. Let's get another big building in a parking lot. Let's now give people a chance to really have food security, but also, in addition to that, have them play a role in developing their neighborhood.
And you've been holding listening sessions, hearing what residents have to say. What are you hearing from Detroiters?
Yeah, well, we had two listening sessions, one on the east side, one on the west side. And you know, overwhelmingly, there was a positive tone to the meetings. Many of the individuals who are interested in having these type of animals, or who already, wink, wink, have
wink,
them,
wink.
they were in attendance. And so it was a friendly crowd. There were individuals who were not in favor of having animals in the city of Detroit. And a lot of it is based upon the not in my backyard theory. You know, I like them, but I don't want them in my backyard. And I continue to say that this ordinance is not going to be for everyone. Having animals in your property or next to your property is not for everyone. I personally believe that it's best suited for a neighborhood that has high vacancy, certainly not a high density neighborhood where you have homes right next to each other, because that does cause an issue. You want to make sure you do two things. One, you take care of the animals and have the adequate space that is necessary for their proper living quarters. But then you also have to make sure that your neighbors are okay with that. So in my world, the way I see it, it would be in an area where there's high vacancy or higher vacancy, but then also some type of approval from the adjacent neighbors to ensure that, you know, we reduce the issues that certainly are going to come no matter what type of ordinance we come up with.
So it sounds like your ordinance would be constructed in a way that would let neighbors decide, do we or do we not want to have livestock in our part of Detroit?
You know, that's my thought. You know, that's part of the reason why we're having the listening sessions, because we want to hear what the community has to say. Some folks are as bold to say that, you know, it should not matter what my neighbor says. It's about me. And I tell them that you can't be that selfish, because what if your neighbor wanted to play, you know, heavy metal and rock 24 hours a day? It wouldn't be proper. Some people feel the same way about having noise pollution, if you will, from the animals, or even the smell that may be associated with these animals. And in addition to that, just because you want these animals doesn't mean that you have what it takes to actually care for these animals. We're anticipating some type of certification that is in place to make sure that you've got at least the basics. And we're looking at an animal guild that will go around and do some training and also inspect, along with the city employees, inspect these particular locations to ensure that, you know, the animals are being kept properly, as well as ensuring that the humans that are involved in the neighborhoods are safe as well.
Well, Councilman, as you've been so involved both with the urban ag ordinance, with the land use, and now looking at the possibilities of adding livestock to urban farms, what's your view? What do you think could be the biggest gain for people in Detroit in allowing urban farmers to keep livestock?
But I think the major gain is, again, food security. We're at a point right now where there's so many additives and preservatives and things inside of your foods, and there's recalls time and time again. We don't know what we're consuming. I think this gives individuals an opportunity to have the ability to know without a shadow of a doubt what they're consuming inside of their bodies, whether it's what they're providing themselves or what they're providing their children or others. If you look at these particular animals that we're considering, these are not companion animals, and I want to make that clear. We're not anticipating commercial farming either. So we're not anticipating through this ordinance that you have a goat as a pet, or honeybees, of course, as pets, which would be much more difficult. But all of these animals are designed for the products that they produce, whether it's the meat or it's, in the situation of a honeybee, the honey. And so you have honeybees and honey. You have rabbits. You have their fur as well as the meat. You have goat, the meat, as well as their milk. And then with the chickens, of course, you have eggs and you have the meat as well. So no roosters are being contemplated at all. We want to make sure we just work with these particular animals, because we want to make sure that we do all we can to get this right starting out the gate.
I'll have to tell you, our producer, who's a Detroit resident, gave you two thumbs up at the no roosters. I think most people would agree a 6 a.m. alarm from a rooster is not welcome. Councilman, how long do you think before you'll have a proposed ordinance ready for action?
Well, again, it all really depends on what the community wants. We're going to take and compile all the information that we've gathered through the two listening sessions that we've had so far. We very well may have others, but if all things go in the direction that the citizens want an ordinance, we potentially could have an ordinance on the table before the city council by March. We've been doing tons of research inside of the state of Michigan, inside of various other cities and states in the country, but then also Catherine Underwood, who's a member of our City Planning Commission, has gone outside of the United States and spoken with experts. We have a number of individuals who are working with us to ensure that we do this the right way. But if all things go in the direction that those who want animals in the city of Detroit, we'll have that ordinance on the table by March.
James Tate is a Detroit City Councilman. We will keep following this, and we will talk with you as this progresses. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.